As far as the setup here, I want to talk a little bit about the concept first, and then some of the scholarly analysis of it, and then a little bit moving into Texas jurisprudence, some historical treatment of it, and then just a few observations from the more modern jurisprudence. So acquiescence, just isolating that concept of acquiescence alone, refers to the acceptance of a practice by one branch of the government that implicates another branch. That's the most simplest explanation of it. Now, today, I'm going to talk about the overlap between the legislative and judicial branches. Obviously, the other side of that coin with respect to the agencies has been covered in other instances, and I think as far as the topic of agency deference is well in hand in other panels. As some scholars in this area have noted, there are fundamentally two types of acquiescence. It can either be by agreement or by waiver. There are, I think, fewer examples, based on my research, of acquiescence by agreement in Texas law. But as one of the papers I'll get to momentarily does a very good summary of, there are some examples of it in federal law. And so by agreement would be something that's more explicit than merely inaction. It would be some sort of legislative act, commonly a resolution, that's one of the common examples, that acknowledges the action or custom of another branch and gives it, you know, the impression of the legislature's approval. Mostly what we see in Texas jurisprudence when the concept of acquiescence comes up is acquiescence by waiver, which means that the legislative branch is presumed to be aware of the action of another branch, for these purposes judicial, and has chosen not to take action. And as I mentioned, we're focusing on the judicial branch, and of course the other side of the coin is more tied in with agency deference.